Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? I'm the only one here, look, man. Hello?
Yo, Tef. What's going on, Tef?
What's going on? What is James?
Man, it's James. Yeah, okay. It's James. All right, this is our first show. I was trying to call in as a host. They said we can do up to five, but apparently you beat me to the punch. But it's all good, man. This is our first show. So
what you want me to do? You want me to log off?
No. You got it, man. Just you're going to see callers pop up. So we're on the air now, so it's all good.
Mm-hmm. All right. You know, because I don't know how to operate this, so I can get off of it and let you get on.
You fine, man. You fine. I believe I can see the callers too, so we both good right now. But like I said, this is only going to be a short 10-15 minute show. The main goal is to get our feet wet. We're going to talk about Madden and upcoming teams and leagues and all that, who's who and who are the ranked pretenders, amateurs, and all that good stuff. So anyway, let's get right into it. Yep. Everything is saved live.
Okay.
Like I said, again, this is our first show, so don't expect the world, people. We're doing what we can. First thing I want to talk about, man, is Kaepernick. I was actually on Facebook last night. I was talking to a buddy of mine, Jeff Bradley. If he's on, you can call in anytime, Jeff. But we was talking about Kaepernick. Apparently Jeff is a fan of the Ravens. Now, me, living here in Baltimore, I hear about the Ravens every single day. The big fuss is, will Kaepernick fit here?
Mm-hmm.
Bradley thinks so. I told him no. Joe doesn't want him here. He thinks, yeah. Joe did a little two-minute press conference last night saying Kaepernick would be a good fit, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, but I listened to a couple of live talk shows, and all the buzz here is Joe doesn't want him here. What's your take on it? I'm just curious.
To me, Kaepernick will probably fit. Maybe with y'all style. I'm not really sure because y'all don't really play up-tempo style offense. So I don't think he would fit there. And then I don't think y'all going to get him anywhere. I think he's going to the Jets or something.
Jeff, you know, somebody else posted that too. I thought it was a crazy meme, but somebody said it's real. Then they said it's fake, so I don't know.
It might be fake. I don't know if it's real either.
Yeah, somebody said he got signed by the Jets, 1 year, $8 million contract or something like that. I don't buy it. I think that's kind of steep, but you know, nobody's going to pay that much money for it. And
I bet.
To be honest, yeah, it don't have anything to do with this politics and stuff. If you put that out of it, he's just not a good quarterback. His last 2 years.
Not a good quarterback. Mad. I don't know about that. He's decent, though.
Decent at best, but.
He's a Super Bowl quarterback.
I mean, come on. So was Dilfer.
Yeah.
What happened to
Dilfer
him?
Dilfer won it, though, didn't he?
He won it, but what? He got fired. Next year, not even a single offer, not a starting job, nothing, a backup, nothing. Just boom, see you, have a nice life.
Yeah, but he still got him there. You know, quarterback got to do something. He don't just sit back there and, you know, he got to throw the ball a few times, run the offense without making those mistakes.
Yeah, that's true. But still, I think Kaepernick, maybe Jets, I don't see it.
Huh? I mean, but he's a good quarterback. So you're saying he's a bottom quarterback right now?
I'd say maybe out of the whole league, I'd say probably in the maybe around the 20th mark, 18th, 20th. Yeah, not the top tier guys. I give him 20. better than some of the guys out there playing.
Yeah, but he's better than 20. He's top 15. Easy.
Oh, come on. Who's he beating?
Yeah. Beating?
Yeah.
His stats from last season were better than the starter for 49ers.
Who was their quarterback?
I can't remember who exactly it was, but his numbers were a lot better.
I don't think he did well there.
But $8 million, I don't think it's worth it.
Oh no, I see him maybe 1 year, $3 million tops, $4 million.
Yeah,
I don't see no $8 million
at all.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about our leagues. We got G4, which the show is about today mainly, but I also want to touch base on True 32 and 281. Those are our sister leagues, and I know there are guys that are in all three leagues. So how would you rate the three? I'm not saying one is better than the other, but how do you feel about each league?
Well, you know.
I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot here. One commits to the other.
281, you know, is in my opinion, the best, you know, the most activity, the most challenge, the hardest challenge. But G4 is step down. It's like a step sideways. Same with True 32. You know, there's tough competition in all three leagues. G4R is really starting to push a little bit further than True, which is a good thing for us.
Definitely. Like I said, 281, I like that league because some of the guys there, they just are just brutal, nasty.
Mm-hmm.
True 32, I kind of feel that like in between G4R and 281. We got a mix of all three leagues in that league. G4R, to me, I'm partial to that because, for one, I've been in that league for years now. And two, mm-hmm. it's just I kind of want a blend of – we got some top-tier talent, good guys, but also like the guys that have been there from the very first day. Yeah, they're not going to win bowls and chips and all. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
basically. But every week they are coming in after the game. They'll, like, you know, put on this nice radio show or this what do you call it? Live chat.
Yeah.
It just adds
Marcus
this nice
G-Love.
Blend to it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. G Love, the number one guy.
Got to shout him out.
Got to get him on there. Got to get him
mm-hmm.
on there.
But it's good, though, man. We're making progress. If you look from where we came to where we are now, man.
Mm-hmm.
Put something together that's good.
Yeah. Now, for everybody that don't know about Teflon, how long have you been in G4R now?
Wow.
3 years, 4 years now?
4 years? I'm trying
to
remember. It was from the PS3 to the PS4, so I don't know, 4 years, at least four.
It's been a long time. Were you in the very first league? We formed in June of 2013. I think we did 2 years in it.
On that other page, too. We had a whole different Facebook page, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, now all of that has changed since then.
Yeah.
But you and the other commish, I think we have Justin McKay and Antoine / Euro. These are also some good guys.
Lulu.
But anyway, since you're online still and you are the host, could you tell me what you see on the dashboard?
I don't see anything. I mean, I see just me and you.
Don't see. Okay, just me. As far as options, as far as effects, putting people inside the queue, all that stuff. Oh, no. I just hit the wrong button. apparently, I'm a host, too. I have options to add people on here, so I did not know that. But okay.
But
so,
what do you think about the team you got, James, on 18?
My team, Lions, never had them in the past before. The quarterback, I like him. big arm, but it kind of sucks that they don't got Johnson there now. He's gone out.
Yeah, let me check your roster right now. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Now, after Johnson left, I kind of thought the team would be crap this past year, but they put up some of the best numbers they have in years, and that just doesn't make sense. I don't get it. I did the math. It just doesn't add up. But I'm thinking it's because he didn't have Johnson there all the time. He was you know, forced to make other reads, which panned out for him pretty well. I'm getting a lot of chirps on my phone, but yet nobody's calling in. I'm getting comments and tag, but it's all good, man.
Just hold on a second. I'm trying to pull up this this list of the teams here. How they look on Madden. Yeah, but I believe, I mean, plus you coming into my division, you know, key word being my. You know, I don't know how it's going to fare for
that's
you and your
be good. That's,
other
that's
partner.
Be good. Somebody already texted me that you're going to win every single game. I'm like, oh, really? Come on. You got to give me some credit. But I think in ours, we are with, in the NFC North, it's going to be me, you, Brady, and Chuck. So that should be good.
Yeah,
I'm not – you know, I'm not throwing salt on Brady or Chuck, but I'm going to at least win 9 to 10 games per year. I'm telling you that now.
Nine to 10.
9 to 10 guaranteed. Guaranteed, I'm saying it now.
Okay.
Call me crazy. I don't give a shit, but I'm going
to
win
9 to 10
games
every season.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Guaranteed. Put it in the books.
Put it in the books. Guaranteed, he says.
Yeah.
I don't know,
right,
James. It's going to be tough, man. So that means you're going to be in Abden, huh?
Definitely. Okay,
yeah,
I think
definitely
we got
going to have to be in the lab.
Yeah, well, we had a caller, but they just hung up.
Uh-huh.
That's all right.
Let me see.
So,
I'm trying to see. I got to the ratings now. I'm trying to get to the Lions.
What we like?
Say something.
What are they like? Overall, 86, 87 or something?
I don't know what the overall rating. I'm going in player by player here for the team. They don't have the overall rating up here. I don't see it yet.
Got to be up there somewhere. Okay.
Well, you got Webb.
O'Neal just.
I mean, not Webb. Oh, he's calling in, O'Neal.
Yeah, O'Neal just texted me, said he's calling in. That's all good. But yeah, Webb. What's he about?
No, not Webb. Excuse me. I'm sorry. You got Darius Slay. 26-year-old.
I think we got a caller online.
Okay.
Must be O'Neal.
What's good?
Hello, caller. You on the air. Who is this? O'Neal?
Oh, this is definitely O'Neal. What's going on,
what's
gentlemen?
What's going on, Chief? All right.
Not too much. Ready for this 18 unfriendly user video game to come out. So
okay, now
can be implemented again.
Now you were vying to get a place in G4.
What's going on, O'Neal?
What's going on, Seth? Yeah, man, I would love to get a spot back in GFR. I was originally there before tragedy struck with the family, and I had to exit due to fairness of the league, so everything kept running smoothly. Luckily enough, I wasn't in 17 GFR. I've been completely. I'm just gonna go ahead and say it. You can bleep me and find me later. I've been ass all Madden 17, and that's completely fine, man. But we look forward for the 18 to come out for that redemption.
I hear you over there, O'Neal.
Yes.
Now, redemption, huh? So what you mean, first season Super Bowl 281?
I mean, it wouldn't be my first time hitting the Super Bowl the first season of 2-8-1.
Mm-hmm.
You know I did that
before? Hey, you
know. I did that before.
Now, I can tell you, O'Neal can ball a little bit. Like I said, I'm not the best player. And I think I maybe came close to beating him once. Now, I've beaten Tef once, I think once. O'Neal, I don't think I ever beaten him yet. Came close a couple of times.
You should have.
Oh, yeah.
Shots fired. Hold on. Let me take a sip of Sunkist. Brought to you by Sunkist. Hold on one second. Yeah, Teflon got a little carried away with this new style of play, man. He kind of ran away from me. You know, I was demolishing him. He was somebody I would look forward to on my schedule, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he came with this bear formation, this cover three formation, where his players just get, you know, you have no time, and everything is covered. So I got to give credit where credit's due. He's balling right now, although he's one hit wonder in the playoffs. You know,
one hit one in the playoffs. That hurt a little
bit.
Yeah,
we, you know, surprise, you know, that very next game, he'll be gone. It's okay. You know, we've all been there. We've all been there.
Nah. Well, them Raiders trying to make a little noise this season, though. We're going to see if we can at least get to the championship
game. Oh, yeah, I see it. I mean, as you said, man, you know, Prancy is no longer what he was.
Well, he's
hopefully
dead.
He's listening. You know, I'm dead in the water, along with a few others. So this should be your season.
Well, still got the Jags.
But as far as DFR, man, hopefully, you know, I can get in by somebody get their head bust to the white meat and leaves before the first season is over with.
Yeah, but you're going to be active
maybe
on it, man.
And make some noise. Might
you're
have to
be active on
pull a, what's that?
You're going to be active on it? You're going to blow the daggone team up then leave?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm definitely. I mean, I'm back to the
Oh, yeah?
You're going to
blow it up and leave?
I got my babies on a schedule, you know.
You're going to blow it up and leave?
Right.
You're going to blow it up and leave?
Yeah.
You're going to blow the team up and leave?
Nah, I ain't on that no more, man. This is back to the Ed Reed days is what I'm reading so far. So this is all – you can't hold triangle no more. Triangle can't save you. You can't just sit in the middle of the field like the Antoine Barres of the league, you know. I believe there will be some modifications, but hopefully it won't be so many updates that, you know, you have to relearn everything as far as how the
running
game goes and –
the hit stick
I mean,
going to be
and
different?
Even if that's the case.
The hit stick,
you know,
going back to the old ways?
Yeah. I mean, well,
the zones?
No, because, you know, I read that offensive line scheme that they put out.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like they're trying to now be able to pick up all blitz counters. Like, it's an offensive line.
Yeah, when you IG the mic type thing.
Right. So
and plus
I think it'll be a little bit different.
The chemistry thing they're doing with the awareness of your whole line has an awareness, at least every member has a, I think it's an 80 or above, then it raises your awareness as a unit.
Yep. And not only they're kind of getting away from, you know, the nano blitzes and making that edge pressure more dominant. You know,
well,
so
as long as
you
can ID
eyes.
It, if you can ID, see, that's the game changer right there with the ID to Mike. If you can ID that Russian guy, it's going to change the whole way. You know, you pass. You can literally have a lot more time in the pocket if you can ID that rusher and block him without having to do a whole bunch of adjustments.
I agree. I definitely agree. I also feel as though that DN presence this year is Madden is going to be a factor back to when, you know, Robin Mathis and Freeney had their hand in the dirt. I don't know if you read those articles, but, you know, they're saying that, you know, for the CFM type fantasy leagues, you should probably take a first round. Your first 10 picks should be around the D-line. Should be focused
D-line,
on that.
D-line, huh? D-line. First 10 picks. Nah. Maybe 2 picks?
Hey, I mean, you know, everybody has them.
Don't do that, man. You picked the offensive line last time. You picked the offensive line last time.
And it screwed me.
Yeah, you finna do it again?
Nah, I'm not doing that again.
No, you're going defensive line, but still, you're going to do it with a defensive line. So it's going to be just as bad. You're not going to have an offensive line. You're not going to have a wide receiver, quarterback that you really want. You're going to have to get trash.
Offensive line-wise, what I've learned in this game is that it's still a video game at the end of the day. It's not like it would be.
You're going to have trash
when it comes to league, you know, so you got to kind of do what's going to get you pressure and do what's going to get the ball off. You know, if you're a pass-happy team, then you're going to go quarterback first, of course. But if you're a run-balanced team.
If you're
team,
want your first 10 picks on your defensive, what you going to get
no,
your
no,
four?
No. What I meant was my first out of the first 10 picks that you have, D-line should be involved.
Oh, absolutely. Okay.
D-line should
absolutely
definitely be involved.
So what's first, defensive end or DT?
DN for me.
DN? So
because
edge rush is going to be the main.
for the 2A1 league, for me. Everybody's passing. There's very seldom, like, yourself, me, Dara, Hinkle.
DB all the way first.
And maybe one more person are, like, predominant runners. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else is pass happy. Everybody else is looking to get that quick pass, you know, that long 90-yard bomb. And if you could take that away with a quick edge presence while not blitzing your main guys, then I think that'll be huge.
Yeah. Offensive line, defensive line going to be huge this, on 18. Especially awareness. Awareness, strength, block shed on defense, impact on offense is going to be huge. If you don't have those in your whole five, it's going to show.
I think another thing for this Madden and what I've noticed I picked up from the guy who I tried to get in our league, but he just didn't want to take over that team. Dion is awareness, blocks, yeah, everything that you just covered pretty much is going to be a very rare thing to have.
Exactly.
Age, not
that
so much because of the XP, but you can build that. You know, like, I think saving – what I've had trouble with is saving my XP to the end of the year, purchasing meaningless stuff, trying to build guys, and overall getting caught up in that hype instead of just building what's important and then spending it in the wild card round. So I think I'm going to take a different angle on building this season. Maybe.
Well, see, it's going to be a little bit of a change because he's not going to be the same game. So everything that you probably focused on 17 may actually work on 18 because it's going to
be
a more overall
base, like,
but attributes
those type of games
are going to have more impact.
True. I mean, just from reading, though, you know, it's pretty much giving you the keys, awareness, impact.
Mm-hmm. True.
Block shed. Agility.
Yeah, they're giving you the keys.
Agility is going to be huge, especially for the linebackers. Especially for the linebackers to be able to break and middle lurk that middle of the field, you know. So
they
got to
be elite now because
you
can't bring those run of the mill linebackers out there and think you're gonna control everything with them now. You got to have an elite guy.
That's no longer a factor. You pretty much can't have a clowny just because of the speed running around the middle of the field trying to cover shit. That's not gonna happen.
And then
if
you leave your zone, there's a penalty for that. It's a penalty. Like a flag.
Yep.
I mean, it's a penalty towards intercept the ball or whatever.
Yep, if you break your assignment, yep,
mm-hmm.
I read that. Yeah, so I said, man, they're trying to bring more realism to it, you know, and get you out of the video, I guess the arcade style of playing.
It's a good thing.
If the league was to be set to arcade, then that would be fine, but because we're going to be more traditional, I think that a lot of people are in for a rude awakening. You know, it's okay to go to YouTube. That's no longer going to be an excuse. Like, now it's strictly what you could do on the sticks.
Yeah.
It's strictly what you can put forth on the sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why
I've been
highlighting and saying back to the Ed Reed days. You know, you got to be able to time that triangle. You can't just hold it, and it'll guide you over there.
That's going to change a whole lot. Because everybody got their whole game on their
momentum
alert.
I think that momentum of the way the league of these so-called GOATs, minus Willie, but the rest of these so-called GOATs, I think they're in for a rude awakening, man. I really think they're in for a rude. I cannot wait. I got the memes and GIFs just
you already got them loaded already, huh?
Oh, man, I got some crop and edited things done already, man.
Okay. We're going to see what happens.
Yeah. But, yeah, man.
But, I can't wait, man.
I have a game today. We're in the playoffs. Kicks off at 6:30. I'll post the stream to our league if y'all want to check it out. Really good quarterback from Manitoba.
Hey, Tony, you know, since you called in, you know, won't you tell us what everybody's listening, what you do? I mean, you play ball, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is I was a pro arena player like Brian Prey. Now I'm just doing it for the fun. I mean, I miss making contact, you know, with whoever. So I play on two pretty good teams, two different leagues that take up most of my Saturdays. We're nationally ranked number three, the Minneapolis Warriors. I'm also nationally ranked with an up-and-coming team here in the surrounding area. The the North Shore Grizzlies.
Wow.
Both pretty competitive. The league pretty much, it's not like what most people think of when they think of semi-pro. This is these are guys that can use the film and go to the arena stage if they want, use it as a platform because of the level of competition. These are a lot of guys that are coming straight from UMD, the former Division II national championship college teams. A lot of the surrounding areas are, you know, former college players or arena players just staying warmed up and tuned up for that February season. So yeah, man, it's great to still be able to be at 32 now, man, and still be able to ball with these 22-year-olds. You know, and don't get me wrong. Say it again.
But you saw it the next day.
Oh yeah, man. I'm not moving. I'm sitting still. You know, I'm sitting still. Unless I'm running after my daughter, but yeah, I'm sitting still. So, but yeah, man. The you know, the mother of my child is giving me the gift of having Saturdays free to play, and we have a bye week in one league, which I should be resting right now because we got a championship divisional game next week, but we still balling over here with the Grizzlies, and we're in divisional round right now. So it kind of works out. I only play the important games.
Man, that's all right. Now, what about your fitness shot? You have that still?
T-Fit is still booming, man. I had moved.
You
want to
get that
a plug? I was still having it in Maryland, or my cousin was running it. And I had moved, took a few steps back, coming back to Duluth because I'm just going to go ahead and say it. It's predominantly white, but it doesn't hinder. It just kind of changes the angle of how you excel. So I let that go for a little bit until I could find the independent spot and, stack my chips by any means necessary and joined with the YMCA. Taking a pay cut on the corporate side, but not on the personal side. So once I was able to get my name out there and get these schools trusting me, I was able to locate a new facilitator with Doc's Gym right over here in Superior, where right now, you know, there's no overhead, there's no rent. Only thing he cares about is membership fees. So all they got to do is sign up in membership fees, which is all reasonable. $35.99 for membership a month, and I can charge whatever I want as far as a personal trainer with not having anything taken out other than taxes. So, yeah, man, we're on the move right now, man. T-Fit is officially back in Duluth, Minnesota, and hopefully I can get it to where it was with Maryland.
Okay, well, Tony, I'll tell you what, because you are our first caller with this show, like I said, me and Tuff are just getting our feet wet here. We're still trying to get the kinks out. But after the show is over, I will text you, man, inbox you. Give me the info to your shops, and I'll do a quick article on the site about it. But
okay.
I know me and you have been friends for about 2 years now. You've been in all three leagues at one point in time, and outstanding guy, even though you leave a couple of times a night, and you and those crazy bat memes drive me a little crazy at the time. But
that's a damn bat.
Yeah,
I'm learning, man. I'm learning. I'm learning from the OGs, man. I'm learning what not to do and what not to say anymore. So I move quietly. I move more in the DM than I do in the public eye. So
keep doing your thing, man.
Yeah, much appreciation to Teflon, as he already knows, and shout out to
real
gentlemen further than Facebook, man. If I ever have a bachelor party, you guys, or a Vegas trip, you guys are definitely on the way.
Definitely on the appreciate
way, man.
It.
So, y'all be cool, man.
Well, good luck, man. All
right,
good luck on your games today, man.
All right, peace.
All right, everybody. That was Tony O'Neill. He's a player in our league. For those that don't know, most of you who are listening to this already know Tony. But anyway, this is our first show, and we're about to wrap things up. Tuff, is there anything else you want to add?
Nah, man. You know, first time at it. It seems all right.
Okay, like I said, it's not going to lie. In the past, I tried it, and the first couple of shows for me was horrible. And this one went a lot better than myself, a lot better. So,
anyway, but I will say one thing. I was looking for Eric, man. I was hoping Eric was going to call in. You know, he made his little post.
Oh,
and then, yeah. You know, he did. He's a no show.
Yeah. We got a blast.
All right.
Eric, what's up? He will hear about this. He will hear about this.
All right. Well, until next time, then, James.
All right, my man. That's a wrap. Catch you next time.
All right.
All right. Peace out, brother.
Okay.